Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a bad cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. A bad cup of coffee.
Nobody likes a bad cup of coffee.
I don't like that phrase.
We're better than that.
Good.
Yes, yeah, so we're better than that. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you are listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Roseblood. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe Curry will be tardy this evening, but he shall be here at some point.
Yes, he will.
Yes. On tonight's show, our latest installment of Bitches Be Crazy, the story of bad cream and a woman's coffee.
Oh.
We'll see how Ann Jackson is doing with her scammer syndicate. She's always like up to her ass and elbows in scammers.
I know.
And she has no idea. And we'll talk to Lizzie Smith, who's a scam baiter who actually scams scammers into sending her stuff, which
that's
I think is the ultimate
so
scam.
So awesome.
That's awesome. She's a hero.
I can't wait to hear this.
She's a legend.
I know, really.
So we're going to interview.
I want to know how she got some stuff.
Well, we're going to find out. She'll tell us how. That is hard to do. Something we have not been able to do.
No.
Didn't even get the Red Sox.
No. Really?
Never got the Red
Sox
from
annoyed.
Belinda. Never got the Red Sox from Belinda. Just got her time and her heart.
yes.
So what's going on with you, Pip?
You know what? Not a whole terribly a lot, because I think I've just been kind of cranky and lazy recently.
That's how I met you. I don't know why we got to throw lazy in there.
Yeah, well, kind of lazy because...
I mean, lately.
Lately.
Oh, I mean, I knew why we had to throw lazy in.
You didn't know. Okay.
I
see what you tried to do there.
I failed horribly.
Yes, you did.
I failed you all. This is how you feel on a weekly basis. It is not good.
I know. The sobbing can commence.
Oh. I'll be nice to you.
Thank you. I didn't mind mine sobbing. I meant theirs because you failed them.
Oh, well, listen, it's their fault for expecting anything from me.
I know. I don't remember what we were talking about earlier, but I said to you before we started the show, that's not nice. And you said, yeah, are you new here or something to that effect? Yeah, you're expecting me to be nice? Yeah, I had a stupid moment. But what I meant by lazy is that everybody knows I love Halloween. So does Mr. Helix.
I mean, there's new listeners.
New listeners. I love Halloween, and it's sort of a real downfall for me. Like, oh, it's over. All that planning, all that decorating, done. And
but you got new holidays to follow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as excited about them as I am about Halloween.
Well, that's your anniversary.
Yeah, it is anniversary. It's sort of our high holiday in my house.
Right. Yeah, it's a regular Yom Kippur at your house.
It is, except we feast on candy.
As opposed to atoning on nothing.
Oh, no, there's no atoning. As a matter of fact, I'm probably like adding to the sin register on Halloween.
Well,
but
we can throw your sins. What's the river Styx?
We'll throw
your sins into the river Styx.
Oh, what's that river in India, the Ganges? Isn't that it? The river where you're supposed to wash all your sins away? It's probably heavily polluted and full of fecal matter. But, okay, my sins will be out of there.
I didn't know they threw their sins away in my toilets, but all right. Sounds terrible.
There's been a lot of sins that have gone down toilets, I'm certain.
Sure, like babies.
Oh. Can I tell you something really weird?
This is the place for it.
I know. When I was young enough that, you don't really completely understand the things that people are trying to tell you about growing up and liking it, which was the title of one of those pretty little books that they give you to explain to girls what's going to happen to you.
Is that really true?
That's the name of the book. Growing up and liking it. And I'm like, I don't have to fucking like this.
I like the sequel to it, which I saw, which was Bend Over and Take It.
I'm liking it.
It's funny because I'll go to my cats, Take Your Petting. Like, if so it's kind of...
Take Your Petting.
Which is kind of like the same thing they're telling little girls. Take Your Petting.
Enjoy it.
And
take
you know what?
It.
I think Bill Cosby, I think he read the same manual.
Oh, my God. Do we want to go there?
I don't know. You led us down a road of, like, forcibly taking something you don't want to take. so.
Well, in my case, growing up and liking it meant taking the tampon, not taking the...
The cause, the pudding
pop? The cause. The jello pop.
I
can't do Cosby either, and I really don't want to. I don't think those girls did either.
Well, you know, that's their story. That's not his.
14 of them.
Well, you know what? He's ghost dead. You never saw him coming.
In so many ways.
Yep.
Button.
He's America's first black guy we can look up to. Our first black hero. He wore sweaters in the 80s, for goodness sake.
When I was a little kid, I think it was about, I don't know if I was 9 or maybe, no, maybe it was closer to like 11 or 12. We had to do a report on a hero, and people are like, Lincoln, Washington, their dad. I picked Bill Cosby.
You wanted to get laid.
No!
You were a whore.
No, I seriously did. I wrote a report.
But what? Cosby. No, you were like... No, because when that came out, it was 84. Yeah. And you're about a decade older than me. I was in the fourth grade, so...
But he was already a comedian on television and everything, way before the
Cosby
Show.
So what, from like the Fat Albert stuff?
No, actually, he had the Bill Cosby Show came on in the late 60s.
Oh, really?
And early 70s.
They let a black guy have a show?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Look what happened. Terrible mistake.
See, that's what you get.
The censors were right. It's black and white TV. Let's just make it white TV.
No, it was colored TV by then.
Oh, it was colored TV?
It was color TV.
You know, Archie Bunker was right.
He had his own TV show, and I remember...
Were there kids on it?
No, it was so...
You know what's weird about kids? Kids say the darndest things, like stop.
That's their mom saying that.
No, that was them.
Oh.
This is a teen.
Look, I know. It's like, I don't even want to think... He always had those little children on the Cosby Show. I don't want to think about... that. I don't think that's what he was into. I think it was women past puberty. But still, gross.
Well,
horrible.
No, women past puberty aren't gross.
No, they're not gross. Him assaulting women just past puberty or an up, like giving them date rape drugs.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, man. It's like you're the cause, man. You should be able to get your own tang on your own.
Yeah, really. It's like you don't have any game.
No, your pimp hand should be fairly strong.
Really?
But you know what? He was married.
So what? He could still his pimp hand should be strong.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how many married rock stars are still getting it?
But he had a wholesome reputation, so I guess in his mind, a date rape drug was the safer way to go.
But you know what? It's those wholesome lying bastards that are always the dirtiest. Don't you find?
Which is why everybody knows me to be a complete prick.
because in your real life, you're a nice guy.
I'm terrible.
And you're also, you're like a faithful husband. You're
I'm terrible.
A good dude. No.
Which means what? Kids in my off time?
No. That on the radio, you're a big old nasty kid toucher.
No. That's where we used to do this show.
Oh, God.
Could be a lot of places. We've been in several places. People can draw their own conclusions.
Uh-huh. Sure they will.
That's not my problem.
So, Sheru in the chat just finished ordering pizza. I hope you got mine with mushrooms, like I asked.
Why the hell are you reading that?
Why didn't I?
Well, who the hell cares? Unless she's getting it delivered here.
Well, because Tom wants to know if she ordered enough for everybody. I'm hoping that she does.
We're having like a conversation. Are you worried about them who order Papa John's and Domino's? Who cares?
I'm hungry.
I don't care. Focus. We're talking about the cause.
I know, but that's just like terribly, terribly gross. But we didn't mean to go there.
Well, you talked about this horrible pamphlet which she read, which...
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't about, like getting it from Cosby.
What was it called? 2 fingers and 50 cents for the ride home? Is that the pamphlet they gave kids?
No, it's called, Boys, This Gonna Be a Shocker.
Oh, that's what they... Yeah.
Yeah, that.
All right, yeah.
No, it was called Growing Up and Liking It. And it was
same thing.
It was about... No, it was about when girls get their period and what to expect. And
what to expect?
Yeah, well, it's a surprise.
Yeah, it's coming for me. Not for me personally. But
I was going to say.
These kids are maturing earlier now because they got all the hormones.
All the hormones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, she asked about how babies were being made.
Should I get my pamphlet?
No. Well, maybe. On the drive home drive from the dojo to the supermarket on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, I shouldn't be here for this.
It's like, don't you have a mother to ask these things?
I'm almost just like, lie to her. She won't know for a year.
Well, when I was 8, my progressive friend's mom.
Friggin' liberals.
Yeah. Jews.
Jewish liberals, the worst. Nothing good there.
Mrs. Goldman,
Of course.
Took me and her daughter and another girl in town to the public library because they were having a special presentation, a special after-school presentation.
What was it, like a creepy old guy like hanging out in the adult section? Go, talk to him.
Yeah, I've got a box of something for you.
He's going to show you his nonfictions. Uh-oh.
You want to see my Dewey Decimal System?
Oh, making the library dirty.
I know.
It's okay. It's by Dr. Seuss. He's a doctor. It's fine.
Librarian humor. Tom says, welcome to Period Talk. Everything you wanted to hear about that time of the month. Yeah, that's where we're going with this.
I love you, period. Love me, question mark. Please, please, exclamation point. I want to hold you in parentheses.
Grammar talk.
That was a Billy Ray Cyrus song.
I know.
Yeah. Achy Breaky Heart?
Well, that's
no,
why
was that? No.
No, that wasn't that song.
It was
song.
A different one.
It was a different song, but I didn't know who did it.
I love a song with grammar. Always been a big grammar fan.
Big punctuation pal.
Yeah, that's what it is, punctuation. Yeah. Anyway, back to your period.
Well, that's punctuation.
I didn't mean to divert.
They brought us into a little room, and they had a film strip. Growing up and liking it.
A
film strip. I don't remember what it was called.
So there's some like creepy old guy going, click, click.
No, and it wasn't like the like slides.
Well, that's a film strip.
The
light on the chalkboard.
Yeah, the light on the wall. And we sat there going, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And then I remembered.
I don't even know how we got on this conversation.
When they start showing, well.
Suddenly Cosby raping kids, much more appealing.
When they started showing the various implements that you would have to use for this foul and fiendish thing that was going to happen.
Yeah, it is kind of awkward.
Ah.
Because up until that point, theoretically, you've never put anything up there.
Yet, no, I didn't know there wasn't up there.
Right, you just think of it as your pee hole.
And it's not the same hole.
Right, but it's all, but you know, unless
you thought it was the same hole.
Yeah, unless you're like investigating yourself.
I even thought that. After I didn't completely get this because it's also shocking.
You know what? I feel bad. We're going to continue with this, but this is really a conversation Joe could benefit from. Like he could learn some things.
Especially, look, there's three.
Especially now that he's moving on to another phase of his life, it'd be so embarrassing for him to still not know what's going on down there.
Maybe this kind girl will bring a map.
Joe does like to read maps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, wait, you have it upside down.
Joe's like, it's not to scale.
I actually saw on some like feminist website that somebody had created a pillow. And I was like,
a what?
A pillow.
A pillow for what?
A pillow that is made in the shape of all of the parts, all of the various lady parts. And not to scale. It was like, you know, Godzilla-sized lady parts. So you could go, now this here, this bump right here, that's where you're aiming. Okay, hon?
That's not a bad idea.
No, it's not a bad idea.
Who doesn't want to color up with some labia? The clit. Now finally he can find it.
Yeah. How come that's the brightest part? Because I want you to see it!
There actually is a man in a boat on the pillow.
Years ago I saw, my husband and I went to this, it was like a New Year's Day fair on Cape Cod, and there was one room where they had all these railroad enthusiasts, and they had set up this gigantic model town and this railroad system. And
I used to go to those.
Yeah, and actually,
I don't remember a big vagina there. Oh, that was the tunnel.
How come they keep backing up the train and putting it back in and out and in? And why is that lady screaming? Where are we? We're back in the library. There are these old pervert train guys.
They're not old pervert. They're hobbyists.
No. These particular hobbyists were perverts. Because, and they're.
No, they all get laid. They're not perverts.
No. These old perverts in their section of town, they had. They had a little river, and they had a little man in the boat, which, of course, Mr. Hillocks and I got a good giggle over. And they also had a lady that was watching them fish who was topless. And then they had a little, like, hotel, and it was a bordello. And you could see in the windows if you got up that close. And I'm like, kids, come in here!
Yeah, but they don't know.
No, they don't know.
And the kids have, like, Barbies that don't have their clothes anymore.
No, I know.
And a man rowing a boat in a river is something you would see.
You would see that. And it's like,
I think you're just devious.
No. This old guy goes, Did you see her? Oh, well, he has to point out the topless lady. Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Did she have nipples?
She was so tiny. I don't think that you could even like notice if she did. No. But she had quite a rack.
Well, yeah, it's fantasy land. Why wouldn't she?
Yeah, she had a Kim Kardashian butt on her chest. She was giant.
Oh, that butt.
That butt.
It's too much.
Who enjoys that?
You know what? You need a basketball player to tap that ass. I'm going to say right here, I'm not enough man to tap that ass. I am getting lost in ass for days there.
I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of coming at that from behind. I don't...
You need a foot-long cock just to start the conversation.
Exactly. You'd have
because
to be like a giraffe cock.
There's so much cheekage there.
So much to get... I don't know how to do that.
I mean, the bright side is I got a couple jokes out of it for my act, which I put on Facebook. That's apparently now Facebook is my open mic.
That's your testing
room.
Well,
if it gets like a bunch of likes, I'm like, all right, we'll throw this out there.
I know. Well, why not?
So that's – and I did it this weekend, and the jokes worked well. I mean, the one joke that I really liked was that Kim's butt had so much oil, the Republicans wanted to put a pipeline in it.
Of course they did.
But I mean, even the cause is going too much.
Yeah, I see, now, when I was younger, having a fat ass was something that you'd be ridiculed about. I don't get this. I don't understand the sea change. As a white woman in this day and age, I don't understand the sea change when all of a sudden fat asses became good things to have.
Her ass is too much for me.
It's too, right?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And she's not to scale.
No. I mean, there's photoshopping going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, the disproportionate tiny waist to those gigantic, you know, basketballs on the back.
I mean, and the amount of oil. I mean, BP sent out a press release. Go, hey, this oil spill wasn't us. I mean, that's how much oil there was.
I saw a duck on the floor covered in oil.
Chloe's trying
upset
to scrub it clean.
She's got some dishwashing liquid. Oh, poor little duck.
All right, but anyway, back to your period.
Tom says, "Welcome to what the fuck is Pip talking about?" Well, go.
Or our show.
Oh, and Tom says, I can never eat cottage cheese because it reminds me of Kim Kardashian's
ass.
No, that's not fair. Well,
not in the picture.
In the Photoshop version, it looked nice and chunk-free.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that type of ass can be maintained and not be chunk-free.
I don't know how you could do that because that's just not how anatomy works.
Because you see the front of him, she's a pretty girl.
Oh, she's really
pretty. But I get
pretty.
Why the brothers want to hit that.
Why?
Because it's big and they have big dicks and they'll ruin a little ass.
Ruin
they will! A little ass can't handle that.
The outside has nothing to do with what's going
but
on
still,
in there.
But still, there's a lot of layer of cheek to get through. You got to spread that cheek. You know.
Saru liked cheekage.
I mean, think
cheekage.
Of cheekage.
That's like acreage.
Listen,
that wasn't just cheekage.
If you're talking about a 105-pound girl.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a normal 105-pound ass.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
not much to spread.
Yeah, there's got a lot. There's going to be breakage.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't, like, you're not going to go elbow deep to get to hole.
Oh! elbow deep!
But if we're to believe that is Kim's ass,
yeah,
you're getting elbow deep before you, like, you have to commit. It's like it's like when Europe sent that probe to that satellite.
Yes.
To that comet.
Yes.
You had to commit to a long mission to get to the goal.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to delve into that, if you're going to take Kim from behind,
yes,
and you have to because you say, what's the point of doing Kim if you don't?
What? Well, why'd you pick her? It's all about the ass.
But you are confident
yes.
with what you are packing.
Right.
Because there's a good chance if you're packing what an average penis packs.
You're not reaching.
No, you're not getting it. The mission failed.
Mission aborted.
Mission aborted.
But you have to go in there with a diving bell. I mean, that's
but
that
you, you
is
gotta,
deep.
I mean, first of all, you have to have strong wrists to spread.
Yeah, of course.
Because the average man, you don't usually have to spread with hands.
Clamps.
But, I mean, you need, like, a power cock.
Suction.
I mean, there's a lot that's involved.
Power cock!
There is a lot. That is intimidating.
I'm picturing hydraulic systems.
But, yes, you need. It's intimidating for an average man like myself.
Get in there.
I would almost have to say, Kim, I can't.
I give up.
Unless you are going to get on. But even if she gets on top, I mean, her ass is going to be so. Like, I don't know the space between an erect penis and that ass. There has to be there has to be like a whole nother chapter of Kama Sutra for Kim's ass.
Or there has to be like a whole bargain basement bin of pillows brought up onto the bed for leverage.
There has to be
there
has
propping.
To be something special taken into effect. I mean, nobody's ever talked about it, but why not? But you know what? That's why she's with big men.
Yes.
I mean, even the only white guy she ever had, he's like a 7-foot basketball player. We don't make white people like that.
It's not genetically possible, I don't think, to get through there. Tom says you need the jaws of life just to spread those ass cheeks.
See, Tom, no. He was thinking the same thing I was saying. And it's not to say that, like, an average man... is insignificant or should be ashamed. It's just the reality of it all. I actually heard, when I was at a comedy club years ago in the city, there was a conversation that the bartender, I overheard the bartender telling the story, how she was with a guy, and the guy said, well, you know what, your ass is too big, that's why I can't do that. And her theory was, well, no, your penis is too small. I think there's some guilt on both.
I think that's a valid problem. It's also like you picture those like really heavy people, like when you see a guy with a gut that hangs down below his
yes!
junk, how are you getting at that?
You can't go from traditional angles.
No.
You have to approach from the feet and head north.
You really do have to.
But now the good thing about that is if you have a normal size ass.
Yes.
I mean, it works out well because the belly can rest on the ass.
Oh, wait. Oh, I was thinking I was thinking the other way around.
Because you could hoist the belly.
But if the girl is on her back and she's coming at this docking station here.
He's going to have to make sure his belly isn't there for the block.
Yeah. For the block, please.
Yes. depends how droopy this gut is. He might actually have to lift and then his gut is resting on her pelvis.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and then,
But has to be after docking has been completed.
But here's the problem. If they're really going at it and she's going up and down, there's a chance he comes out, belly gets caught in between.
Oh, yeah, and that's not going to be pretty. You know, like how sometimes there's like slappity noises? This is going to be like weird, weird slappity noises.
Yeah.
There's going to be like, that gut slapping.
I am
slapping.
Amazed that, when two obese people are together, they even try.
How do you get at it?
Why don't you just say, you know what, let's go to Friendly's.
I think that's probably what happened way too many evenings. That's how we're in this position,
listen,
if you will.
We want to. But even if we get this going, let's be honest, we don't have the cardiovascular stamina to do more than 45 seconds. So why put ourselves in this situation? We both like ice cream. Let's go out to eat. I mean, do what you love.
Go to Sonic, Why are you bothering trying these things?
Listen, a good ice cream can be very orgasmic.
Speaking of orgasmic, your neighbors have those...
Really?
have those crazy Christmas lights again already.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A couple,
I don't even know how that would be orgasmic.
No. Maybe it's May. But as I'm driving up, I just about get to the edge of where I can see this place. And I'm already seeing flashing lights. And from a distance, I'm noticing that the pulsating, because it's like a crazy pulsing, it goes...
It's club techno.
But yeah, but it's like, it's a nutty pattern. It goes, ba-dump, 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 ba-dump. No, it looks like crazy... going in for the last gusto right before everybody comes screwing.
What, do all the lights go off at once?
Yeah,
go dark for 30 minutes?
And all of a sudden there's snow on the lawn.
There's like a burst of white lights and then it's dark for 30 minutes. I don't understand. That is some weird Christmas lights.
And it goes, flash, 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 boom. And then it stops for a second.
It's got to stop for more than a second. For your analogy, there has to be 30 minutes.
I'm not saying it's realistic.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it's in tune with anything that is physically possible, but I went, oh my God, what's with the coming lights over here?
Is there anything more about your period?
Yeah.
I want to get us back. We need to bathe with Tom.
Yes. So we go to this horrifying extravaganza of how we're learning all these things that are going to happen to us, and we're 8 years old.
That's a little young.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh my God, but they give you like an age range of, well, this could happen anytime between like 11 and 16.
Are you close with your uncle? This could happen anytime.
Between 11 and 16.
What a horrible thing. What a horrible image.
Yeah, it's like, what, so you're like now, like you have to be on constant alert.
I guess
it'll happen at any time.
I guess they feel they want to, you know, educate the kids before it happens to them and they're surprised. Because,
yes.
You know, there's nothing worse than you don't know what's going on and all of a sudden you're bleeding from down there. You think you got shot.
Like Carrie. The movie Carrie?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you don't remember that? Oh, okay. Poor Sissy Spacek is in I mean, she was late. But she was in the shower room after high school gym period. And she starts bleeding and she's like, oh, I'm bleeding. And all the girls are laughing at her like, really?
Yeah, because it was...
Nobody told her.
But yeah, but she was already in high school.
I know. So she was like a late bloomer.
So she should have, but I'm saying like, if you're like you're an 8 or 9 year old.
Oh God.
And you know, you're very early.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're bleeding down there. You know, all of a sudden if you're black, you're looking for the white cop. Did I just get shot?
If you're white, you're looking for the black cock. Yeah. Did I just get pummeled?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It would be really, really terrifying. And
so it's good to educate.
No, it's good that they
tell
you.
You should let the parents know what's going to happen so the parents can brace their kids.
Yeah, I mean, well, Mrs. Goldman went to our parents. She was. She was cool. So she went to our parents and she said, I'm taking my daughter. Do you want me to take your daughters? And then we can have, you know, I can talk to them afterwards or you can talk to them afterwards. And they're like, yeah. My poor dad was probably like, yes, somebody else take this bullet for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with this. Because my mom was out to lunch, so he knew that he was going to have to take this one on. And he was like, he was very, very sympathetic and a really good guy, very nurturing, but he really didn't want to deal with that.
No, I don't blame him.
No. Who does? Who wants to? Have to tell what guy would have to tell their daughter this stuff?
I don't know. I hope to be out of town when my wife has the conversation.
I know.
I mean, I'm like, I'm trapped in the car for this. Really? Really? We're almost at ShopRite. Hold, suck it in, child. Like, just lie to her. She won't figure it out for a year.
It's
not the right answer.
You don't know when it's going to happen. Because
yeah,
I mean,
according, you know, I guess women can tell on like little girls when things start changing down there.
Yep.
I don't know. But
yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden they start getting shy and hiding. And it's like,
well,
so
that's
you don't
emotional.
Know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah,
but
she's not parading around naked like she used to.
Yeah. See, you know, it's well, because, you know, all
that's
of a sudden
fine.
They start getting more modest. And
that's fine. I've picked up the slack. I'm parading around naked much more than I used to. So it really works out.
I wish you would put on at least a robe when we come over.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in my house. I don't feel the need.
And it was cold out today, I noticed.
Yeah, the problem is now my ass cheeks are sticking to this metal chair. Fortunately, I'm not so old where my balls are down by my ankles. But, you know, we do what we do.
Or you're not Kim Kardashian, so it looks like you're in a booster seat.
I don't even know how Kim would sit on a chair like this.
How does that... That was the other thing. I had an image of... You ever go to a gym or
never.
Like... or physical therapy where they bring out the giant ball that you're supposed to, like, sit on and
use
for...
Yeah, your abs and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm imagining that's her experience of sitting in a normal chair.
I'll tell you one thing. She's not flying Southwest.
Well, she can afford to buy the second seat.
She can, but man.
I know, and probably needs
it. You know, I think she's a pretty girl. I just don't... That ass is just too much.
I think she's beautiful, according to Paper Magazine, she's got, like, beautiful breasts, too.
Those breasts were amazing.
I mean, they're perfect.
Why are we not talking about those breasts?
Why are we not seeing more of that? They're beautiful.
You're right.
Everybody likes breasts, you know? I mean, they're just pretty.
Well, like, here's the interesting thing. It's like, ooh, Kim's posing naked. It's like, hello. The way we all found out about Kim was she was in a porn. I mean, Ray J was, like, railing the shit at her.
She was on all fours.
I mean, this is nothing new.
She was checking out those Christmas lights down the street.
This was just an older, worn-out Kim. I mean, we were getting young, fresh, nubile Kim. Man, that was exciting.
I've never seen that.
Oh, I have.
Oh, well, you know, I didn't look it
not
up.
Not that great.
No, well,
black and white.
I don't need to see
obviously.
It. Yep. It was in black and sepia tone.
Sepia, okay.
Yeah. She's not exactly white.
No, she's not. She's Armenian.
Armenian, so she's got, like, tan going on all
the
time.
I'll tell you what, you know what? I guess she's doing good for the Armenians. Yeah, I haven't heard them being attacked in a while.
Because,
you know, traditionally they're the victims of genocide.
Yes, and so this is a big step up. If this is the only thing the Western world knows about them, is Genocide or Kardashians? Oh, I don't know. Maybe this
maybe,
is
maybe
step
all those
up
black
them.
Penises are like committing genocide one at a time. Maybe that's what they're just like smacking the crap out of her vagina, just beating it. Go fuck the Armenians, literally and figuratively.
And literally and figuratively.
We never liked you people. Slap, 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 slap.
Oh, wow, I didn't think that Africans had it in for the Armenians that badly, but now they have it in for certain Armenians, particularly.
They've all been in certain Armenians.
all of the sisters.
Because what we're saying is she's a whore. Anyway.
yep, that's news.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I don't even know how we got on all that. But yeah, the cause is a rapist, probably. And
and I'm really disappointed. I knew...
This has been out there for years.
I wasn't aware of it. I never heard of it.
I think it's very ironic that
it
takes a comic mentioning it on his show for this to get all the attention.
I saw you say that on Facebook. Who are you referring to?
Hannibal Buress. Like, oh. He mentioned it during one of his shows.
And that's how it...
And somebody videotaped it and went on YouTube. And
that's what brought it back up into light?
I was going to bring this up on our show months ago.
Really?
But I'm like, I don't want to talk about rape.
Since when?
Not unless I'm committing it.
What's in it for me?
It's all about me and my rapiness. No, I mean, I just thought it was kind of, you know, what do we don't know. What's to discuss? I mean, it's obviously possible this could have happened. I mean, if it didn't happen, it's a horrible case of character assassination. If it did happen, the guy needs to be thrown in jail. I mean, there's really no in between about this.
The thing is, it seems like there is such a statute of limitations that a lot of these things occurred, too long ago.
Women reported it, though.
Sorry?
Women reported this.
I know, and it's really a shame. It's really shameful if these things really did take place. And we're not in a place to say, but it's like, boy, 14 different people, that's pretty damning.
Kevin Israel, who's a comedian, he put on Facebook, he goes, I never thought I'd say the week where Charles Manson was having a better week than Bill Cosby. Great line.
Wow, that's awesome.
Great job by Kevin Israel.
I know. Manson's getting married.
Yeah.
How does that happen in this day and age?
Listen, everybody loves swastikas.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can get late. You know, he's crazy. He's a rock star.
That's insane.
She's not a bad looking girl either.
I know, and she's so young.
but she's the type of girl that he used to hang with.
Yeah, I know. But what the hell did her daddy do to her?
Well, that's probably what it is.
What did they do to
her? But you
got to
give it up to Charlie. Getting first rate tang in the can?
And we're back to ass.
At least we're not on your period.
I know. Tom is very relieved, I'm sure.
So, Sunday, I went to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn for the first time.
Oh, what'd you think of it?
I was in a suite.
Hot damn.
I know. Very
Look
impressive.
At you.
Very impressive.
Big roller.
For Frozen on Ice. What a waste of a suite.
What a waste.
Ay.
Yeah, we were talking about this, that you were going to do that. And
it was all right. But here's what I don't understand.
Okay.
So my kid wanted a pretzel. You know, they sell the hot pretzels.
Yeah.
So I go during the intermission to get a pretzel. The arena is out of Super Pretzels.
What?
How do you run out of Super Pretzels?
How much of a call for... Now, Super Pretzel, does that mean a specially big one or something?
Yeah, you know, like the soft pretzels.
Yeah. Oh, that's just their name for them.
That's the brand. It's a brand. I don't know if they're warm pretzels.
Okay. So they're out of pretzels?
And they have another show coming up. They have a second show.
No, that's weird.
How do you run... And I was talking to somebody, and they ran out of chicken fingers the day before.
Who's doing the ordering?
That's what I'm thinking. Somebody's going to get fired.
Yeah. Well, I rolled up on KFC and they said, we're out of chicken.
That's impossible.
It was 8
Well, that's what happens
night.
When you go to Harlem and you go to KFC. You need to get there like when they wake up. When they open
6
up.
6 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. When they start opening the doors, you're in that neighborhood.
That's so wrong.
Of course it is. But that's when you go to your KFC. That's on you. That's not on them. What do you want, a chicken holocaust? So you can get some dark meat?
Yeah. Well, you know, if I'm in Harlem, yes, that's what I want.
I want some chicken. Well, you're in the wrong place, lady.
We're
Check
out.
Arthur Treacher's down the block.
Oh, no, I couldn't believe it. It was 8 o'clock at night. Although, now that you say that, oh, Jesus, it wasn't a black neighborhood.
Was it?
It was.
It was
in Spring Valley.
And there was no Popeyes.
No, there's no Popeyes nearby that I know about. There's not a close.
That's
a,
what are they serving? Mashed potatoes and corn and kolonga today?
I you know what? No, it was one of those hybrid KFCs, Taco Bells.
Oh.
So they were completely out of chicken. I looked at them like blink, blink.
Now, could you get a chicken burrito or just fried chicken?
I think it was the fried chicken, not the like chickeny other
stuff. Not the
diced
chicken.
Yeah, so I was just like, you know, I looked at the girl, I looked at the sign. It even says the word chicken in your sign. I'm like,
do you
really
not know what you sell?
Do you know what this is called?
But that's like when you go to Dunkin' Donuts. If you go to Dunkin' Donuts late at night, where they, and most of them don't make the donuts there.
Right, they get them delivered in the morning.
And it's happened to me. Like, you're out of donuts. That's what you do.
You have one crawler that somebody dropped on the floor earlier. That's what's left.
It's like,
I know.
This is what you, this is the one thing you can't run out of.
Right. Well, I can see. I mean, I know those little pop-up Dunkin' Donuts that don't bake their own.
They'll but that's run, more and more of them.
I know. And they'll run out.
Early.
And that's very annoying, but I know that the time to make the donuts and apparently the time to buy the donuts is early in the day. But it's dinner time, and here's chicken missing. It's like KF No. Is that the name of the store now?
KF
No.
KF. KF mashed potatoes. It's KF mashed potatoes.
I know.
Have a biscuit, bitch.
have some greens and get the fuck out.
Yeah, shut up, you yappy bitch. Nobody's happy about it.
I showed some ass. Still, I wasn't getting any chicken. None. You know.
Again, right neighborhood for that ass.
Tell me about it. It's amazing I'm married to a white man because I could have gotten.
My wife, too. I mean, you know, she's got a badonkadonk and she always got
her
own
not
like brother.
This.
Oh, well, listen, I don't like to compare badonkadonk.
Yeah, this is badonkadonk!
No, but for her frame.
She's a little curvy on the bum side, but no, I wouldn't say
I got
like,
an ass, though, too. I got an ass.
Turn around.
No, I will not.
It's stuck to
I will
the
not
chair.
Show you my face. I will do the show with my ass to the mic like I have all show.
Ass to mic. That's my favorite.
Oh, gross. These mics smell funny.
They do, actually. Mine smells funny, but that's on me because I'm always using this one. Oh. But it smells peculiar, and I can't place it.
I don't smell it. The mic. So we're leaving Frozen. We got to go to a surprise party.
Okay.
And we're in a parking garage. And they tell you don't drive to Barclays.
Why?
Because the parking's so bad.
Oh, okay.
But we pay for the parking. My dad paid for the parking in advance. It took us an hour to get out of the garage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, literally not moving.
Oh, my God. I just can't bear that.
No, I'm like, you know what? Never again.
No.
I'm not going. Forget it. I don't need. There's nothing.
But
I
you
need.
Can get there by public transportation, can't you?
From here?
No. I mean, like drive down and cross the river or something.
Yeah. But
that's an excursion.
Yeah, I mean, No. I mean, I'm a Nets fan, but I don't need to see them anymore. No, I mean, if I want to see the Nets, I'll go to the Garden. It's closer.
Right. So. Well, that sounds kind of annoying. Yeah. Your parents went too?
My parents? Well, it was my dad's client who got the suite. Who had the suite there.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah, so they got the tickets and everything.
And your daughter must have gone.
No. We all wanted to see Frozen. We got her a babysitter.
Oh, that's right. She wanted the pretzel. Sorry. I just entered the show.
Must be the fumes from the mic.
There's some crazy, like, bizarre perfume food smell going on with this mic screen.
Oh, I stuck it in my junk.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Your junk is so fragrant.
It is. It's mashed it's mashed potatoes and polo. That's what I stick down my pants.
Mashed potatoes and polo.
Yeah.
That's a special at damn it, at Applebee's.
They wish.
Yeah, I know.
So then we go to this surprise party for my wife's friend. Wow, I wonder if I really sound congested over the air. Because I feel really congested.
Yeah, you're...
And I don't want to, like, give a big snort into the mic. I'm trying to be polite to our listeners.
Is that what happened to this mic?
Yeah, I snot rocketed.
Yeah, you're sounding a little stuffy.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Mr. Snuffles.
It's been a rough week. Haven't felt good for a week. What are you going to do?
Oh.
So we go to the surprise... We're late for the surprise party. So then it's like...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're those people?
Well, we were stuck in a parking garage for an hour.
The surprise has happened, and you're like, oh, yeah, we didn't yell the surprise. Well, here we are.
We were stuck in a parking garage for an hour. There was no way to figure that out.
I know, I'm teasing you.
No, but the thing is, when you're late to the surprise party,
yes,
you don't know. Like, because you don't want to come in and ruin the surprise, and there's no way of knowing, so you just hope for the best.
We were going to a surprise party in the summer, and we knew that we were really close. I texted somebody in the party. We parked a block away, and I texted somebody that was at the party, are they there yet? And they weren't. So we were like, do we have time? And they're like, yeah. So we hauled ass down the street to get in the backyard before.
But at least you're getting feedback from the inside.
Right.
But we were operating blind.
No, that's the worst, because you don't want to ruin the surprise.
Exactly. So then here's what I got to ask everybody. So we get there, and the husband threw it for his wife. The wife is my wife's friend and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked her, "Were you surprised? Did you know?"
Yes.
And she goes, "I was surprised up until our daughter, who's 13, said, oh, you should wear a dress tonight." And
rookie mistake.
And now he's all upset. He's like, "Question, why did you tell her? Why did you tell her?" Yeah. Now, here's my thing. Here's what I said to my wife's friend. I go, no, this is on you. Etiquette is you lie and say you were surprised. That's etiquette.
Yes. Yes, you do.
So I'm asking that. Is that that's the move. You lie, right?
You do.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you definitely do.
I mean, that should be something where you never really get an honest answer.
You're right. No. You should say, oh, my God, I was so surprised.
It's kind of like the, do I look fat in this? It's kind of that type of thing.
That's the polite move, is to let everybody have their fun at having surprised you.
Yeah.
Even if you knew a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, the husband goes to this, so he goes to all this, you know, sets up a lovely surprise party at the River Palm, which is not cheap.
Swanky.
You know, invites all her friends and everything, does this nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Suck it up, sweetheart. I was surprised.
Yes.
And now he's upset, and now he's badgering the daughter, which, like, all night long. Why did you tell her? Let it go. She's 13.
She didn't know.
She fucked up. Let it go.
Oh, my. Yeah, really. It's
so
like,
it was just really
uncomfortable.
But, again, I blame it on the guest of honor. You gotta lie.
You gotta lie. No, you're absolutely right.
That's what marriage is about. That's what surprise parties are about.
Yeah. No. There's sometimes there are kindnesses in telling little lies.
Sure.
And I mean the whole idea of a surprise party is that you have to lie to the person to get them there. That's a lie to offer them a nice surprise. Now, if this person is somebody who hates surprises and is really going to, like, skin you alive the minute you close your eyes for sleep, then what you do is you say, look, everybody is going to surprise you tonight, so wear your nice dress, and you go, oh, my God, when they yell at you. But I'm warning you.